115, authorize four price agreements not to exceed $500,000 each for on-call civil engineering services in support of Bureau of Environmental Services capital improvement program projects.
Mr. Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. Welcome Scott Gibson and James Allison from the Bureau of Environmental Services. I have a very brief introduction. This item would authorize four on-call contracts with engineering firms that the Bureau of Environmental Services will use on sewer system and stormwater facility construction projects. Projects that the Bureau may use these contracts for are already in the BES budget, and authorizing this ordinance will not alter in any way the Bureau's budget. Each contract would be for a three-year term, and let me just give you a preview of something Scott's going to highlight in his presentation. The MWESB numbers in these contracts are off the chart, and I'll reserve some special thanks at the end for the extraordinary outreach work to get to these numbers, because it's very impressive, and it builds on some work the Bureau's been doing every couple of years now for some time. Scott, take it away.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Good morning. As the Commissioner said, we're here to ask for approval for our four on-call consulting contracts. The selection process was conducted in accordance with Chapter 5.68 of the City Code. The firms, HDR, was actually awarded two. Parametrics and Greenworks were selected based on their qualifications. These firms have put together a very diverse team that include 26 certified minority women and emerging small business consultants. And we're looking at 41% participation by those firms throughout the duration of the contracts. Now, let's see. These are our on-call services. They're very routine contracts, but they basically will cover work that's already approved in the CIP. And we use them for workload balancing, for surprise projects, things that come up that weren't in our advanced planning, more routine tasks, and then we do individual procurements for projects that have very special requirements. Most of the larger projects, we procure a specific contractor for those based on their qualifications. And as Commissioner said, James Allison is here. He'll be the contract administrator for us. He's a senior management analyst, and if you have any questions, we're here to answer.
Thank you. Questions? Well, maybe you'll answer this in your comments, Commissioner Fish, but how did you get those great levels of participation?
I called Sam Brooks yesterday at Awami, and he gave me the long version, and it was very effusive of a partnership where a deep commitment to this work, which started long before I had the honor of leading this bureau, and that involves Awami, the Oregon Association of Minority Entrepreneurs, MCIP, the Metropolitan Contractor Improvement Partnership, BDI, the Business Diversity Institute, and NAMCO, the National Association of Minority Contractors of Oregon. So great partners, real intentionality, a lot of upstream work. And Sam Brooks was just effusive in his praise of the BES folks that are at the table with him. I mean, there are 30 subcontractors identified in this issue, in the proposal before the council. The MWESB participation is 87%. And for those of my colleagues who remember the last time we took up the disparity study and we looked at, you know, where in the MWESB categories are we doing well and not so well, you'll be pleased to know that the 27% of the subcontracting opportunities are going to minority-owned firms, 27%. That is substantially more than women or minority women, close to where emerging is. So the hard work of getting at the area where we've often fallen short, which is not women-owned, not the emerging, but the minority-owned, is highlighted in this. And I have to say, from the briefing I've got, we have gone, these numbers have improved over time. So this is a commitment that my predecessors, including Dan Saltzman and Mayor Adams, had a deep commitment to. We have great partnerships. We have people at the Bureau that are committed to making it work. The numbers have been getting better, and these are really extraordinary numbers. But how would you answer that, Scott?
Well, So there are a couple things that we did in preparation for this procurement that we've found to be successful in the past. We obviously changed the scoring for minority participation to be 25% of the total scoring. When that helped us signal to our partners that this was very important to us. And we've been doing this for a long time, so they've been able to establish their own relationships with these sub-consultants. So the bigger firms build these partnerships so that they are comfortable working, they know how to work them into their organization, which tasks are appropriate for them, and they can find opportunities to bridge that. The other thing we did through outreach was we held the pre-proposal meeting at Awami. So the staff went up to Awami, and all the prime contractors were asked to come. And so we coordinate sort of a networking opportunity so that the minority firms have access to the primes and to the people who are proposing. In addition, we give them a good discussion of what we're going to use the contracts for, what we've done in the past. We give sample projects so people can see how their business might fit into the work that we've got in these contracts. And that combined with the Bureau's commitment long term through Andy Gresh and others at our organization to build ties and open communication with the community, I think is sort of why we ended up where we are.
And just to put a fine point on this, I asked Mayor to see the comparative data the last time we went out for this solicitation. Right. And we're talking about a fourfold increase in subcontractors that have a minority ownership.
That's great.
So it's really good it's work. A very intentional process, and there were some changes made in how we do the scoring. And I think we also have to acknowledge that the Bureau of Procurement has been a great partner in helping us administer this and in pushing us to get to these goals. But this is, I just have to say on behalf of the Bureau, we're very proud that this team has hit the mark like this.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you, Commissioner Fitch, for your leadership and for your diligence, and I appreciate the step-by-step explanation of how you got to the numbers. I also appreciate these flexible contracts. I've become more accustomed to them with parks than we just have with transportation. Knowing how challenging it can be to do individual contracts and come to council, it takes a long time. This kind of a flexible contract agreement with a rotation so that everybody gets a fair share of the work allows more businesses to participate because they only have to go through this process once rather than every single time. So thank you very much. Thank you, Commissioner Fish.
Thank you both. Anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, then it moves to second reading.